Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June 10th. It is 11:10 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being convened in the Commission's hearing room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the Commission. To my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Ford, and to my left is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. This meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. The Commission has scheduled this meeting to consider formal case matters that require Commission action. The agenda for today's meeting was posted in the Commission Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on June 8, 2015. Commissioners Fortin and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the agenda?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
All in favor of adopting the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And chair votes yes. The agenda is adopted. There are six action items and one new business matter before the Commission. The matters are, first of all, informal case 988 in the matter of the development of universal service standards and the Universal Service Trust Fund for the District of Columbia. This order grants Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated request for D.C. Universal Service Trust Fund funding application for the first quarter of 2015. This is for the provision of lifeline telephone service to low-income District of Columbia customers. The Commission directs the D.C. Universal Service Trust Fund Administrator to reimburse Verizon, D.C. for $19,948.60 as requested by Verizon for the first quarter of 2015, and that is to be done within 15 days of the date of this order. The next item is informal case 1050 in the matter of the investigation of implementation of interconnection standards in the District of Columbia. This order convenes a legislative-style hearing, which will be held in July at 10 a.m. in the Commission's hearing room. That will be at our new offices at 1325 G Street Northwest, 8th floor. The purpose of the hearing will be to review the interconnection process for on-site generation installed by customers of the Potomac Electric Power Company. PEPCO is directed to identify a witness who shall appear and answer questions about the company's interconnection practices, and the Office of People's Counsel and any other parties to the proceeding, or any other persons who are interested in presenting a witness at the legislative style hearing, shall provide the name of the witness to the Commission Secretary by the end of June, by June 30th, 2015. The next item is informal case number 1076. In the matter of the application of the Potomac Electric Power Company for authority to increase existing retail rates and charges for electric distribution service. This order addresses some of the recommendations of Siemens Industry Incorporated in its final report regarding PEPCO system reliability. The order schedules a technical conference to be convened on July 1st, 2015 at 11 a.m. in the Commission's hearing room, and again, that will be in our new location at 1325 G Street Northwest, 8th floor. At this hearing, PEPCO, Office of People's Counsel, and other interested stakeholders are to discuss PEPCO's development of a comprehensive vegetation management plan as further prescribed by the order. The next item is informal case 1093. In the matter of the investigation into the reasonableness of Washington Gaslight Company's existing rates and charges for gas distribution service. The order gives notice of the Commission's intent to close this proceeding unless a party files an objection identifying those issues that remain outstanding. If no objection is filed within 10 days, then the case shall be closed without further action by the Commission. Once the case is closed, Washington Gaslight Company is directed to file its quarterly pipeline replacement projects reports in the new WGPRPR docket. The next item is informal case 1125 in the matter of the promotion of the utility discount programs. This order approves the District Department of the Environment's Energy Administration invoices for the second quarter of fiscal 2015 for the payment of utility discount program administrative expenses. The Commission directs the District of Columbia Universal Service Trust Fund to pay $6,614, the Potomac Electric Power Company to pay $15,041.54, the Washington Gas Light Company to pay $14,857.31, and DC Water to pay $27,338.35. And that amount includes an unpaid balance for DC Water from the first quarter of 2015. These amounts that were sought in the second quarter 2015 invoices filed by DDOE, and the amounts are to be paid within 15 days of the date of this order. And the next item is in formal case 1126 in the matter of the Office of People's Counsel complaint against Washington Gas Light Company regarding the unlawful compensation of competitive service providers in violation of its rate schedule number 5. This order gives notice to the parties of the Commission's intent to render partial summary judgment in this case within 10 days of the date of this order, unless an objection is filed within that time, demonstrating why summary disposition is unwarranted. Any response to such objections shall be filed within 15 days of the date of this order. And then our final matter is the opening of a new formal case, which will be styled formal case number 1130, in the matter of the investigation into modernizing the energy delivery system for increased sustainability. This order opens a new proceeding to identify technologies and policies that can modernize the District of Columbia's energy delivery system for increased sustainability and make it more reliable, efficient, cost-effective, and interactive. To that end, the Commission invites the public to file initial comments on the preliminary scope of the proceeding and discuss whether and to what extent the scope of the proceeding should be expanded or refined. The Commission will hold a kickoff workshop for interested persons in mid-September to set out an initial overview of the current energy distribution system in the district and to discuss future plans for the Commission investigation. All in favor of approving the recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
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 The chair votes yes. The orders are approved unanimously. A recording of today's meeting will be available on the Commission's website within 3 business days from today. This is the last open meeting at this location. The Commission is moving to 1325 G Street Northwest, 8th floor, where we will have our next scheduled open meeting, which will be on June 25th at 11 a.m. The proposed agenda for the next Commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. Let me indicate also, although we are moving our physical address, our phone numbers, fax numbers, email addresses, et cetera, for the Commission and for the staff remains the same. There being nothing further, the Commission stands adjourned.